Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you. Please be seated. We have one destiny. We have one purpose. Again, let me explain. Keep playing. Just reduce the volume. It's not the fault of many of us. It's because of our upbringing. Like where we came from. Why this looks strange is because of our upbringing. And that is why on the other religion, Islam, from almost age, maybe I would say from age 5 or so, I don't know, they have started indoctrinating, insulating their children from the light of the gospel. But us at age 5, what are we concerned about? Carrying the babies to what? Bani and Friends, amusement parks. So when you are just hearing this right now, when you are now just 26, it's not your fault that is strange. It's the fault of people that brought you, of your previous pastor, previous everything, that has given you another thing to replace Christianity. So that's the point. This is what it's meant to be. Why do we have plenty of Christians committing suicide? It's because we told them to go and find purpose for life, find it in the fashion world, find it in the business world, find it in career world. Some will find it, some won't. That's the issue. It's risky. Some will find it, but at the end of the day, it will become vanity. Some will not even find it at all. So that's the point. So I'll be talking roughly a lot today. Roughly, but by 3 o'clock I will release videos who needs to prepare for tomorrow. I will really speak extensively. So, like I've once said, keep your heart simple, keep your mind pure, keep your mind unentangled. Keep your mind unentangled from the cares of this life, from the love of money, for the lust of things. Majorly, like I've said, count the past as how do I usually put it? Who remembers? The past must be a blessing. Yeah, your past, the past miracles, the past good stuffs you have seen. Because as you progress in your Christian walk, at times the road may look rough. At times doubt may just overwhelm you like a tsunami. Remember the past. It's so funny that the children of Israel that saw so many mighty miracles, the reason why they eventually disdained God, that should be Numbers 23, Numbers 11. The reason why they eventually disdained God was because of an acclaimed lack of miracle. You get what I'm saying? Because when they now wanted to go into to the land of Canaan, they sent some spies to go and check the land. So they saw big giants. They said, God brought us here to what? To kill us. If they had remembered the past. So that means, guess what? That means, please, that is why intentionally in this place, I am not building you on things. Because they don't bat conviction. It's the word of God that bats conviction. Sadly, miracles don't bat conviction. Signs and wonders, they don't bat conviction. We have seen healing ministers yesterday that turned out to become an atheist. We have read the story of this man, awesome guy. The guy before Azusa Street Revival. Who remembered? Maybe you should remember. Second God's General. Huh? No, not Alexander. The one young guy that first spoke in tongues before. No, not our robots. You know what I'm talking about? Oh God. The Wells revivalist. Wells. The Welsh revivalist. Someone you remember. Oh God. No, he didn't die. The one that the woman later came to discourage him. What's his name? No, I know his name very well. If you say it, I will know it. Just find it for me, okay? So, like, who is Evan Roberts? Is it Evan Roberts? I think he came by revelation. Evan Roberts. Yeah. Such a young guy. It was like his own was more serious. It was just like, it was not like supernatural without control. That was his meetings. I mean, early 90s. But one woman just came and said, all these things you are doing, it's not this, not that, deceiving, and the guy, everything just crashed. But this is a man that after years of doing nothing for Christ, if he stands up again and by mistake speaks, the same experience repeats itself. That was a man that could have battered what Kenneth E. Hagin now eventually came to do, but he didn't. See, let your conviction be strong. Doubts will come. Storms will come. Pressure will come from family, from friends, from news, from everywhere. From the expected source, from the unexpected source. It will come. It will come. They may come that you won't question yourself, why am I doing all this? Hallelujah. Say the past is always a blessing to my memory. Let the past be a blessing. Remember the days that you are so boxed up and you prayed and you saw a miracle. Just remember the days that there's no even money to treat yourself and God healed you. Remember the days that you are so desperate for what to do and you got direction. All those occurrences, they are to strengthen you for the work of the ministry. They are to strengthen you, strengthen your conviction, strengthen your resolution. Strengthen you. Hope you know, if someone told you that all you are doing today in this place is possible, somebody told you 4 years ago, you will say, you won't kill me. That's what you will say. Say, do you want to kill me? How possible? That's not possible. So, see, for now, shut the years ahead of you. Plan consistency. Plan consistency. It tells, if I see your fiancé, I will know, if I see your fiancé, sorry, is it fiancé or fiancé? Which one? Sorry, is it fiancé or fiancé? Fiancé. Is it an English word or a French word? Sorry, what is the really English word, Jerry? You are a person, huh? Husband, that's okay. It must cover both genders. Because if you see your intended, that's serious. Betrothed, No. Betrothed, that is somebody that. Betrothed is the action of somebody else, not. Okay, anyway. So if you see how you see, if I see your betrothed, that's in summer. If I see him or her, I know if you want to remain in ministry. Serious? That's all. Say, I don't show me your boo. If I see him, I know your plan. I know you just plan to use God for a while and dump God midway. If I see your friends, if you say, okay, bring your shirts, let's see the first 10. I will know. The first 10 people you just finished talking to. My G, what's up? The first 10, all the last 10. It will be clear that this one. Yeah. Some people, they just did better yesterday. If you check the, say, sorry, let's leave that. Glory to God. But funny enough, I know someone like her in some years ago. If she's doing birthday, the people that will be celebrating her, Jesus. If you know the number of times that lady changed her phone number before God is saving her small, small today. And today, now check all out this. Almost all church folks. Fish. Hallelujah. Say salvation is coming gradually. Plan consistency. It is sweet if you allow it to be. If you allow your Christian walk to be smooth, it will be sweet. If you allow hiccups, ups and downs, it will be so. So that means you will learn to enjoy the tough times. But if you are the type that is when it's rosy, that's when you are there. Is when things are not working, you just tend to just escape. Well, we will always be running, coming for deliverance. Deliverance service, revival. God, revive me. Amen, amen. Today, we are not praying that God revive us. We are praying that we revive others. Praise God. And that's our prayer for life. Glory to God. Say, I'm revived. Say, I'm on fire for life. That's the point. Just stick with your family. Stick with Father Abraham. You will be on fire. That's all. Like I said in the Facebook post late last year, I said, there are some prayer points you don't need to pray. I'm sorry. I said there are some New Year resolutions that are not necessary. Just like you want to say, I want to, this coming to 2020, I want to drink alcohol very well. You don't have to pray it. What must you do? Find friends that drink. That's all. Same way, if you want to be a prayer machine in New Year, what do? Enter the family of pastor, pray some more. That's all. Just chuck your head somewhere. You see, Brian Manuel here, that the way he prays is like there's a diesel generator inside his body. Yes, just go to him, sir. Are you sure you really have a pay? Can I apply? Something like that. Hallelujah. Yes, okay, but can I become assistant? Sorry. Not joking, but understand me. So that's how you plan your days. Let your Christian work be sweet. Let it be sweet. It's in your hand. Yeah, it is. So we stand strong and powerful. We stand. So we stand strong. Malakata malastoga valata prochata stegeve. Zapali prochata tate. Vimastova lam. Makolite bracha. No, it takes a lot to sing that other stanza. To me, that one is more serious than I live for the men that Jesus died for. That's we have one, Abby. We have one destiny. We have one purpose. It's not fun though. One passion. No, if something has not happened to your brain, you can't sing that. You're listening like this. They have one destiny. They have one purpose. They have one passion. Happy and his sister. They have one passion. It is their passion. I will support their passion. I will give my. I will fund their passion. That's what you just say. God, don't worry. Me. It takes a lot. But it's not your fault. It's the fault of those who have been teaching you. And you have been going to church since age 10. And it's now when you are 30 that you just knew that this ought to be your purpose. Amen, amen. Every time we pray for destiny. Destiny. Say, God. Destiny changer. rush. Change it. Change it. Change it. Nothing can change my destiny. Nothing can change it. Nothing can change my... That's Sonny Ade, right? Praying, praying, oh man, God, where did you create me? God, my purpose. My purpose. That special thing. And my God will say, what do you feel like doing? This is a life frying dodo. Say, yes, that's it. Your name shall be called Jude. You shall fry for Africa. Say, he said, what do you like to do? I like to advocate for people. Yes! That's it. That's it. You know the person called Ghani Power? You mean, yes. That was his destiny. See, it's either you just believe this Bible or you don't. That's what it's either. It's one of the two. All I'm saying is because I believe the Bible. That's the point. It's because I believe the Bible. And the Bible talks about a work that existed before engineering, before biology, before medical science, before every field of man. We are saying all this. Why? Because we believe the Bible. Enough of cherry picking what you like from the Bible. You are sick, you know where you know you have healing scripture, right? When you are weak, you have strength scripture. When you are bailless, you have bull scripture. When you feel like going to hell, you have eternal security scripture. When you feel like you are condemned, you have righteousness scripture. But when you don't have destiny scripture. you don't pick that. Say, okay, what of my purpose for life? Matthew 28. Have you opened before? Say, okay, now when I'm sick, open this. When I'm open this. What of when you feel like, okay, God, why am I here? Then you open Bible to Matthew 28. Mark 16. To a lot of people, that is too small to be a purpose. There's a difference between purpose and hobby. Purpose and secular work is different. 1 Corinthians 7. 1 Corinthians 7. Another body or us to God. Master of other, they can't eat out of another. Yellow must over the run. Other must over my shanty. KJV. Verse 23. Let's read together. 1 Corinthians 7, 23. Once you go, yes, us. Come on, read that again. Be not. Now, if you see what he was talking about from 21, which I have explained very well in offices and the other one, just in your marriage. Marriage stuff, so pre and post maritals in Christ. You say you are bought with a price. Don't be servant to me. Oh, remember how I put it as clearly. Don't be caged under another's choice. E.g., when your boss at work says you must come to work on Sunday, you are caged under his choice. Bought with a price. Don't be servants of men. Don't be servants of another man's will. Don't be. Serve God. And how do you serve God? If you can't serve him with your time. See, I have explained this thing countless times. The system of the world that says you should work from 7 in the morning to 6 in the evening, that system is not created by God. It was not. In the beginning, it was not so. Those are all ripple effects of sin. Get, take it from me. I'm not saying work is part of sin, no. I say, but that system of work that system of the world that will make you sweat, weep, lament, shed your life, everything. That system is not because of God. It's not God that invented that system. It was just like, it was just something very funny. My wife just told me 2 days ago, I just asked a simple question. I said, all these sicknesses, I said, where did they come from? She just said it without batting. I said, it came from men. Why? Adam and Eve, did they have HIV? So if HIV will come to the world, where will it come from? Are you with me? That means if we are CPR, if Adam and Eve, that means any sickness that is not in Adam and Eve, it should not be in what? In any man. If Adam and Eve did not have polio, who should have polio? No one. But sin. The ripple effect of sin, of man's choices. We now have homosexuality, this, that, several perversions. So, Romans 1 says, receiving themselves a recompense of the error. That is meant. Romans 1:27. You are bought with a price. Don't be servants of men. Like I posted on Facebook today, I said, when the motivational speaker will say what? Go for your dreams. What did God say? What did I say? Work, but what? Contentment. Hebrews 13 verse 5. Open it. Hebrews 13 verse 5. Maybe we think this is not part of the Bible. It's there. It's part of it. I know you are forgiven. Yes. You are righteous forever. Yes. This is part of it too. See, I'm a responsible believer. Hebrews 13 verse 5. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. Be without covetousness. Be content with such thing as you have. Why? So that we may boldly say that. So in that place, from that, those two verses, who or what is your contentment? What is your contentment? The presence of God. That means the indwelling presence of the Holy Ghost. How should I put this? That means your salvation. I mean, when God is saying, I will never leave, for he has said, I will never leave you, that is a commitment upon salvation, right? That word, I will never leave you, is a commitment upon what? Salvation. So, what should be your contentment? God is your contentment. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Sorry, Brian, Michael, let me read this one. I know you're already almost angry at me. From verse 5. 1 Timothy 6. From verse 5. It is Bible. That's the point. It is Bible. They will only tell you things, dreams. They will only teach you, this man, Abraham Lincoln, is it Abraham Lincoln that tried to be a president for how many times? He tried 10 times. Then eventually, I don't know how many times. He failed. They will not tell you of the story of how many have died trying. Say yes, although the vision will surely come. Wait for it. Keep it. Push it. Push. Say it's your birth period. Say after 9 months, say, you must push to birth your the same way a woman push. It's time for you to push. Say I will push. I will push. If you don't push, you will be pushed from your what? from your cush. They will not tell you how many people died trying to meet their ambition, trying to pursue, trying to be, say, I'm the stars in the sky. I'm the mountain. Yo. I believe I can fly. Come on. I believe I can touch. Yeah. You think about it. Solo, come on, soprano. Otto, sing, come on.
I believe I can fly.
You can fool. I can fly. So they only tell you part of the story. Say, this one, the gate, he dropped out of school. Say, don't worry. If you have passing school, don't worry. It will be gate. He drop out. You can drop out. Don't worry. I'm going to pursue your dream. I'm going to drop out in school. I'm going to pursue your dream. What's the dream? Yeah, Dangote, see the funny money. Is it Dangote? You go and see. He didn't have a certificate. Blah 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 blah. Do 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 do. And he would say yes. All these schools serve. People will be angry. They see the politicians around you. Do you know what they pass through to become a politician? Hallelujah. And these are the words we are just exposed to. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5. Perverse disputing of men of corrupt mind and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such, what should you do? Next verse. But godliness with contentment is a great gain. Why? Next verse. For we... And it is certain that. So, next verse. Let's read. Want to go? Yes. Having then what? Let us deal with. Some people say this is a poverty scripture. It's not. Is it me that wrote it? No. That's the point. If it's there, if I don't teach you this, I won't be a complete minister. And next verse. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. Verse 9. Yes, as there. Verse 10, yes, for the Lord, read it, yes.
For the love of money, which was so offended
after. They have what? And simple. And let me explain the reason why a lot of people have issues reading these scriptures all these years is because they don't know how to explain it. That's what we have explained here in this church, that it's not the money, it's what? It's the priority error. Well, I've shown you that even your poverty can make you not to serve God. Abi? And I've shown that means it is that pursuit that is used to disdain God's glory. It is when it is anything. If I don't hammer. That's it. If I don't knock it this year. Oh God, I must marry. 2020 you must pass it and it will pass them by. You know, it will pass them by because men are not ready to marry again. You don't know?
Yes, sir.
No, we know those who are lying and those who are not lying. Amen. 20 will not pass him by. So that's the scripture. That's the word. That's the word of God. It's not me. It's not because I don't like it. And let's read the next verse. Want to go? Yes. But thou, man of God, what should you do? Flee these things and follow after what? Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Called and has professed a good profession among. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this is verse 17. So you can know that it's not that he's speaking against riches. It is that pursuit. Verse 17. So it's not saying if you are rich, then you are going to hell. 17, want to go? Yes, let's read. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not what? Hold on. Which type of men will Timothy will be able to charge? Is it every man that is rich in the world or the rich man in church? Simple. So this instruction is not going to the rich man in the parliament. No, it's talking to the rich man in the congregation. So let's read again. Want to go? Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not what? High-minded, but... Hallelujah. Praise God. So, keep your mind simple, right? That's point. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. It's, what I'm saying right now is not against, I'm not against putting effort to your trade, putting effort to, that's not what I'm saying. Is what we are only, what all I'm saying is, you don't drop God's will, God's work for things. That's all. You don't drop God's work. You don't drop God's will for things. And let me now tell you the funny part. Now this is the one. This is the part that is not tricky. Some people think they can just play God. Also, it's so funny. Okay, you now say okay. I can serve God. I will serve God. It's not about serving God. I will serve God. Thank you for teaching me. I will serve God. But must I serve God your way? No, that is funny. The point is that now you have learned that. Who taught you that this is how to serve God? We taught you. And I said, okay, but I won't serve God that way. I don't know if you are getting me. Let me explain very well. It's like what. Where your eyes was opened to understand the salvation, to understand the things of the Spirit, everything, to understand that, okay, to understand ministry. Oh, this ministry. Oh, this is the meaning of love of money. Oh, this is the meaning of priority error. Oh, awesome. Okay, that means I must not replace the pursuit of God with what? With things. Okay, but this church, how many times are they meeting? They meet every day. Okay. Thank you for teaching me. Let me now go to a church that will meet once in a month to what? To what? To serve God. That's tricky. I mean once in a week, that's what I'm trying to say. That's tricky. Sing, money will not move me, pain will not blind me, applause will not sway me, and of things I keep my same. Money will not move me. Tenno, come on. Come on. Hallelujah. That's other parts. That's when it's very key. Fame, no, applause. No, critics will not. Fams, I mean. Spell it here. F-A-Z-E. Z-E. Sorry, what's the meaning of this phase? I think FAMZ now. F-A-M-Z. FAMZ. No, if they FAMZ you, they say, Stevie, wow, thou art a man of God, for no man can do these miracles except thou alone. You are there. You are the dimension of the Spirit. You that's applause, Abby. I probably not say. So critics, okay, that one is F-A, they will not fame you. Thank you. I score C5 in English. I keep telling you in this church, C5, that's what I got in. Praise God. So that's the point. If we come, sometimes the wind, the storms will come in form of men, they will cause it. Come on, let's sing it again. Money will not. Auto alone, money will not move me. Yes, auto alone. Don't talk. Come on, finish it. Then the money will not move me.
Money will not move me.
Then
the
money
will not
move me. It's the same thing, huh? Bam, 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 bam. Bass, bass. Money will not move me. Bass, come on. Yeah. Will not swear me, praise will not fail me. I can't find my glory. I'm full squad. Oh God, days of CSC. Now I was a bass singer. Trust me. That's why I'm crying. Glory to God. Okay, Mark chapter 16. Sorry, Matthew 16. So contributing to the flow of the Holy Ghost in your church. So don't forget all I just finished saying. Don't forget, keep it to heart, keep it to heart, keep it to heart. Let it not be said 10 years, 15 years from now, say, peace is now a vendor. She's the distributor of gold in the entire West Africa. Yes, it's okay. She's the oh God, say glory. Say what of his gospel? Go what? Hallelujah. So, like, you must learn, plan your life this way. Plan your life for God. Plan your life for God. Yeah? Plan your life for God. Praise God. Plan it for God. Some of you right now, if you just got an employment that it's a good now. If a bank just call him that, okay, don't worry, we'll give you like 300k per month. Can you come? You will forget everything you ever studied in school. You will throw it away, you will burn a certificate. Burn it. So we say, can you sell your Nigerian passport? No, the citizenship for $1 million. If you go to Canada and you will burn your Nigerian passport, everything. Say, guys, I've been here at the airport already. I'm calling you, I'm not picking call. I'm there, I'm ready. So yeah, it's so funny. A lot of us, things we study in school, we now get nothing. Yeah, who is using the YDS today? Who is using calculus? You, for what? Tell the truth. To fry plantain, the YDS. To plantain. Amen, amen. So please, don't fall for that thought. You must be good at what you do. I am good at what I do. Just know why you are here. That's all. Just know why you are here. That's all. That's just all. Just know. And don't forget. And don't run at the pace of your friend that does not know why he's here. Praise God. Awesome. So, Matthew 16 from verse 13. Let's read slowly 13 to 19 together. One to go. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philip, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but who is he that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto them, blessed art thou, Simon Bar Jonas, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So the church is a gathering of men that has believed in the redemptive sacrifice of Jesus, a gathering of men. A gathering of men. When we are talking about Holy Ghost meeting, we are talking about a meeting of men filled with the Holy Ghost. Men that has believed in that redemptive sacrifice of Jesus. Yeah, that's the church. Men that has believed in that redemptive sacrifice of Jesus. That's why we are here. We are not here because we are brainwashed. We are not here because we feel like being here. We are here because we have believed that, yeah, Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again for man. Sorry, it looks so foolish. That's the gospel. The Bible itself told you that, don't worry. I know it is foolish. It's in 1 Corinthians 1. Abi? The Bible itself said, don't worry. We know it is foolish. We know it does not make sense. But yes, that's the hope for man. We have seen it from all our experience that when you don't serve God, you will serve things. You will bow down to a cow. You will serve a cow. You will serve snakes. You will serve. What have you not served in this world? You worship cockroach. Imagine. Worshiping cockroach. As they not think it worthy to retain God in their knowledge. You worship shigidi. You worship stone. You worship. You want to mention some things? You worship the dead. People have died. Nice. I'm serious. Plenty of these countries you call advanced, they are seeing so much into idolatry. So they have a day dedicated to the dead, worshiping the dead, light flower, the flower day. You are worshiping the dead. You worship unknown spirit. You worship artistic things, and they call it Illuminati. Just some artistic drawing that, you worship that. You see something, a beast with two heads, say, yeah, that's Baphomet. You worship that. You worship the stars. You worship moon. You worship astrology. You worship men. You will die on the stage of, not you, on the stage of Michael Jackson. You don't know? You die for Ronaldo. You die for Messi. You argue about running a message until they kill you there. That's your God. Praise God. Say we have one purpose. Say we have one obsession. Say we have come to believe that Jesus died for all. And we're in his love today. It's just so simple. The key thing you will see in Christianity is that it is devoid of things. It's devoid of the worship of things. So key. It is devoid of the worship of things. Devoid of the worship of things. Some people, they cannot come to church, but they want to say, I want to go and see white panda. Not black panda. I'm sorry. No panda. That's nice. Panda. No, no a panda?
Yeah.
That's thing that has, that looks like a bear, but no kung fu panda. If you have a panda animal itself. What they call it again? Yeah, panda. Yes, black and white. White. You see the queue. Mm-hmm. I actually went there years ago. I said, what is that queue for? I said, you don't go and see the panda. You will fly across continents. I'm going to go and see the polar bear. I want to get to the Arctic. I want to get to the Antarctica. Oh, somehow we did. I want to go and be naked by the which Brazil Bijabi. I'm going to be naked. Now we have pants alone and praise God. If you're in this one, it means your sweet must not make noise. That's the point. You shall remove everything. Put it. Because the camera is picking you. Okay, sorry. Don't mind me. So, see what I'm saying. Let's go back to that verse 16. Saint Peter answered and said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said in 18, okay, upon this rock, this rock there will refer to the revelation, what Peter just said, okay? Upon this revelation, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What takes men to hell will not prevail against men that has believed in this redemptive sacrifice What takes men to hell, the gate of hell, which is sin, will not prevail against anyone that has believed that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God. Of course, Son of the living God there talks about him being raised from the dead. Him being raised from the dead. Don't forget he is a son both by incarnation and by the resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15 now from verse 1. So that is why we are here. That is why we are saying all we are saying. That is why we are doing all we are doing. Because we have come to believe in that redemptive sacrifice of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you. 15, not 1. Which you also you have received wherein you stand. By which also you are saved. If you keep where? If you keep where? In memory. That means faith is of the heart and the knowledge will be in your mind. Write that down. Faith is of the heart and the knowledge will be in your mind. I'm sorry. That is the perimeters of faith. Rakim, hope the inverter is on. That is the perimeter of faith. That's the perimeter. Yes, faith. You believe in your heart, right? But the knowledge remains where? Your mind. It's not about wearing a shiny cross. You are not a Christian because you wear shiny cross. You are not a Christian because of those ridiculous NYC girls that are campaigning for, yes, we must, this is our crusade. They are the Martin Luther or Martin Lutherans of today. And their own campaign, their own thesis, their own solar skirt. Amen. So let's get. So again, see that, verse 2, which you are saved, keeping memory, unless you believe in vain. Let's read verse 3 and 4. Want to go, please help me. Yes, sirs. I did unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scripture. And see, verse 5, very key. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12, and after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once. Now, I've told you, that should be on maybe Wednesday, that why did Jesus appear to everybody? Then faith will not be needed. So I say, why is everything by faith? Why must I believe? Do you know every? So my question to you is that, do you know the plenty things in life that you do by faith? Do you know? When you go to the doctor, what do you use? When you go to the doctor and the guy finish you first, give you an anesthesia, What is that? When you are on the airplane and you can't even see the pilot, you don't know if he's drunk. What is that? In fact, when you are in the kitchen, when you go to greet your wife in the kitchen, she's cutting yam with a very sharp knife and you didn't run away. What is that? None of faith. None that you believe that she will not shoot you with a knife. It's faith. You don't know. You are using faith all. Oh God. Why do you enter Okada? Do you know if the guy has signed that today I'm going to die and I'm going to carry somebody with me? Is that not faith? Praise God. You just say this thing is chloroquine and just take it. Do you know if it's really chloroquine? Is that not faith? Praise God. Come on. So this year, how do you know it will not fall you? I just sat down. Bah! Praise God. So that same faith, that's what God is just asking for. So everybody, the 80s is applying faith. That's why he's an 80s. He's believing something, have you? Hey, that's faith. The same energy you ought to spend on God, you now spend it on frivolity. You believe. You wake up and you believe that something will come out. Abi, you believe that it will set. Maybe something now set, we're in trouble. But you don't want it to be set. You don't want it to be over. You believe that as you are writing the exam, you believe that, don't worry, so this time we keep going. It's faith. Praise God. Okay, let's keep reading. Now we're in verse 6, I want to go, yes. And that he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remained unto this present, but some are falling asleep. After that, he was seen of James and of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of all the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I have persecuted the church of God. But by grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they, or yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me. Therefore, whether it be I or they, so we preach and so you believe. Let's read 12. Want to go? Yes. Now, if Christ be preached that from the dead, how say some among you that there be no resurrection from the dead? Next verse. For if there is no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we have found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. 16, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and you are yet in your sins. And then they also that has fallen asleep in Christ are perished, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we have all men most. Hallelujah. Praise God. No, it's so clear. He said, guys, see, he said, if it is true that Christ is not raised from the dead, say, guy, we are wasting our time. Just go. Let us drink and let us drink so that one day we just die. That means life has no purpose. Write that down. There is no purpose to life outside Christ. Please write that down. There is no purpose. Purpose for life outside Christ. No purpose to life outside Christ. No purpose to life outside Christ. Okay, let's read from verse 20 together. Want to go? Yes, sir. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit, after that day that are Christ at his coming, then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom, even the Father, when he shall put down all rule and authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he hath put all things under his feet. But when he say all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is exempted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued under him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Else, what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? For if the dead rise not at all, then why are they baptized for the dead? Why stand we in what? Jeopardy every, that means every service is just useless. Prayer meeting, evangelism is useless. Next verse, I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die daily. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage it me? If the dead rise not, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow what? We die. Be not deceived. Evil communication what? Corrupt good man. Let's read 34. Want to go? Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So we have hung our life on this reality. Write that down. We have hung our life on this reality. Until you see it that way, nobody will want to go and preach in Iran. I'm using Iran so much nowadays. You know why? Until you hang your life on that reality, nobody wants to go to uncertain regions. Everybody will be going to Lagos and Port Harcourt and New York, Washington, D.C. We are convinced that he died for all. 2 Corinthians 5:14. We are convinced. Come on, we are convinced. They are convinced. Well done, guys. Well done. Okay, 2 Corinthians 5:14. Ensure your neighbor is there. This one, ensure your neighbor is there. 5:14 to 15. Just 14 and 15. 14 and 15. 14 and 15. 2 Corinthians 5:14 and 15. 2 Corinthians 5:14 and 15. Want to go? Help me. Yes. For love of Christ constrain us, because we just judge that if one died for all, then we are all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them. And amen, amen. So, because of this fact now, because of all I have just mentioned, which is the gospel of Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection, which is for all men. Consider that verse 15 very well. It said, in that he died for all, that they which live should henceforth not live unto themselves, but unto him that died for them and rose again. Say, he died for all. Say, he died for all. Say, Jesus died for all. So we live for him. So that's the point. So because of all I have mentioned, because of all, so the church is where we agree on these facts. The church is where we agree on these facts. The church is where we have one mind with the mind of God. Sorry, write it that way. We have one mind with that mind of God. The church is where we have one mind with the mind of God. Matthew 18:15. Well done, well done, well done. Don't get tired. Matthew 18:15. One mind with the mind of God. Matthew 18:15. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, yes, let him be unto thee as an hidden man and a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, if two of you shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Again, verse 20, want to go? Yes. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Say, the church is where we agree. That's the point. The church is where we have one mind. It's where we agree. As we are together physically, we must also be together in our mind. As we are together physically, we also must be together in our mind. In our mind. It's not that we are here physically and somebody is thinking, see this booming, see our head self. Imagine. You see, we are together not only physically, also in our mind. Our mind is knit together. K-I-N-T. K-N-I-T. It's knit together. Knit together. We are connected. Say, we are connected. We are connected. Remember that Psalm 133. Psalm 133, that Father Abraham also read for us in his prayers some days ago. Psalm 133 from verse 1, open it again. We have one mind with the purpose of God, one mind with the mind of God. That's the church, that's the church. It's not just any social gathering. The church is where we have one mind with the mind of God, one mind with the purpose of God, one mind with that intention of the redemptive sacrifice of Christ. Psalm 133 verse 1, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in what? In unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down unto the beard, even unto Aaron's beard that went down to the skirt of his garment. Brothers ought to be wearing skirts, not trousers too. Verse 3, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zoar, for there, say there, Say there. Say that place. Uh-huh. So that's the point. For there, in that place of unity, the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore. That means if we must see the blessings of God in our generation, if the church must be an epitome of the glory of God, we cannot under or over emphasize unity of the mind. If the church, we fulfill the plan of God, if the church, we walk in the blessing of God, if the church, we truly bless the world, then we cannot speak less of unity. Of unity. Like you will see today, it's not just about, yes, we are strong, we are this, we know word, we know power, we can, no, we must be together in the mind. In the mind, unity. You remember when I was explaining to you 1 Corinthians chapter 13, when I said, when he said, if even if I give my goods to the poor and I have no charity, I am nothing. You remember how I explained it? Okay, don't talk. You remember how I explained that if I bestow my goods to the poor, how can you give to the poor and you don't have charity? Come on, you remember now. Why am I saying all this? Yes, help me. Intention, yes, that's one thing. Intention, yes. It will. It's not actually the purpose of God. Yes, something I said there. I didn't write an exam on this thing. Which series was that? Yes, 1 Corinthians 13. Yes, I'm speaking. You awesome, chop no cool. It will not be repetitive. You can give your goods to the poor once. Are you with me? You can say, okay, Henry just come to you, bros, help me now. If out of whatever, out of I don't show anything, you can give him that day. But what will love do? Love will not stop giving. Are you with me? That means flesh can give, but love will not stop giving. So also in this place, you just saw that. Are you with me? So in this place, he said, "Dear." Also, the church may be seen to do some good stuffs. Some good stuffs. Like, yes, we went for evangelism. But without unity, without oneness in mind, all those things we are doing, it will not achieve the grand plan of God. It will just be another revival that will just eat up like that and it will crash again. Jeremiah 32. One mind. One mind. That's what makes prayers work. One mind. Just imagine if all day you have been speaking. This is her piece. Her head is just big. She's just talking. She does not know how to respect me. She just talking. Blah, 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 and you just came to church and personal peer you with her that edify one another. Will anything work? Never. You will unedify one another. That's what will happen. Say one mind. Thank you, Jeremiah 32, verse 33. See, a member, a worker of a divine assembly, if you just find yourself somewhere, don't disgrace us. Show that you have been well taught in your attitude. Even the way you come to service, the way you take notes, where you pray, don't disgrace us. Show that you have been well taught. The way you relate. At least, there should be one year that we record that. This year, 2021, in the defense, nobody had grudge to anybody. No, it would be awesome. No grudge. A year of no grudge. We celebrate this in this place. Amen.
Amen.
Say, this is Father Abraham. Someone is saying you are that it's not possible. You are the issue. You are the person. You are the issue. A year of no side talks. I mean, as I talk before, you know, as I talk that, no backstabbing, all those, no, a year. And God will say, wow. Say, we are responsible. Jeremiah 32:27. Please, everybody open this one. Open this one. I'll just preach for the next 30 minutes and I'll be, sorry, let me not promise you. 32:37. I have to stop promising you. You are more mature than I should. 32:37. I'm sorry. 3:2:37. 3:2:37. Are you ready? Okay, one to go. Let's read it. Sas. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries, whether I have driven them in my anger and in my fury and in the great wrath, and I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. Next verse. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Yes. Give them what? One heart and one. Read that again. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me for the good of them and of their children after them. So what is the effect of one heart and one way? Generational blessing. A revival that will outlive you. One heart with the purpose of God. One mind with the gospel. So that he said, for the good of them and of their children after them. Don't just focus on the biological lineage. Focus on the continuity of the work of God. Continuity of the work of God. I was talking with me and Pastor Zikele. Oh, I didn't know me and who was speaking some days ago. Why you see many ministries that the founder will go and the only person they can hand over to is the children? It's because they are not mission-minded. That's very funny. Very funny. That's how you know she's a church without purpose. You have built everything on a man, on a family, on a name. Not on the name of Jesus. Sad. One heart with the purpose of God. One mind with the gospel. See, we may have different... Let me explain this clearly. Listen to me, aspiring workers, ministers. We may have different political choices. No problem. We may have different political choices, different ethnical choices, different, but for the sake of the gospel, we are silent about them. That's the point. I am not saying, well, imagine me and Father Abraham on Facebook, we have abused ourselves because me, I'm for Buhari, he is for a good Lord. We have abused, or it's for Atiku, we have abused ourselves, bah, bah, we have throw tantrums very well. Now come to church and I say, wow, we have one destiny, we have one purpose. But on Facebook, we have different words. So get what I'm saying. I said, although you may have different other strong choices, things, but for the sake of the point where we agree, we are silent about our differences. For the sake of the gospel on which we have agreed, we are silent about our differences. I am not saying we will have one. Are you with me? Like me, I like Edo. I married from Edo, praise God. You can like what? Mami water, it's your cup of tea. But for the sake of the gospel, you are not too loud about that your preference. You just keep it calm. Like a president that cannot talk straight. Fine. Keep it slow. Calm. Are you with me, brethren? I have not said because all of you must belong to the party of your pastor. Or if I do football. That would be funny. That's not even possible. But for the sake of what we have agreed on, I'm telling you that our differences, what must we do to them? We must be silent about them. That's the point. If you write that down clearly, write it down clearly, any way you can understand. So, we are less loquacious about those human differences. Because those are things that will pass away with mortality. It will pass away. Will man you be forever? Will party PDP be forever? So we cannot be so loud. Or to use that one to now disdain one another. We are less loquacious about those human differences. We are less loquacious about them. Less. Because of this gospel that we have agreed on. Say one mind. John 17. We are progressing. John 17, 22. One mind. John 17, 22. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them. What is the result of that glory? That they may be one. Some of you, nobody has taught you love work like this since the beginning of your life. Since the beginning of your life, nobody has taught you love work consistently like this. You say, just no go for yourself. Just ensure you are right. Let's read again verse 22. Want to go? And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be worse. So what is the effect of the glory of God? What is the intention of the glory of God? One, say oneness. That they may be one. Even as we are one. Verse 23. Want to go? Yes, us. Okay, read again. 22 and 23. 1, 2, go. Yes, us. Hallelujah. Okay, see chapter 13, 34. Chapter 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. 35, want to go? By this shall all men know that you are my disciple, if you have love one to... You can see that, Ephesians 4, verse 1. To have love one for another. Ephesians 4 verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord Jesus, of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep what? The unity of the Spirit. How? How? In the what? Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Why? Because what next verse? There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are calling, one hope of your, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. This is key than all your assumed differences. We are already united in the bigger matters of life, in the bigger parts. One body, one spirit, one hope of your calling, one destiny, one baptism, one faith, one Lord. These are reasons for you to honor, for you to stick together, for you to serve together, for you to serve well. Are you with me? So, all those is to emphasize the fact that there is nobody that is running his own thing. One body. One. There is no male and female in this thing. There is no distinction of rich and one body. There is no tribal differences here. One body. We are already together in the bigger matters, in the bigger parts. So don't allow the smaller things to pull us apart. Amen. Just like imagine you are working with a guy and you are about to together with that work, you are about to hit a jackpot of like $10 million if both of you work together. You say because he's from Igbo. You will say this one is Igbo. Or I didn't like his beard. See, Brother Kevin. Say I didn't like his beard. So I will forget the contract. No, you won't do that because you have agreed on a bigger matter. That's the same way you see this. Thank you. I want God, Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all and to every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Say one mission. Say one purpose. That's the point. Nobody is saying my own is money for so. No. One mission. One purpose. See, I pray for you that in your future ministries, that you will have this type of people. You don't know the effect of this. That you have people that they are not playing church. They are not in church for their own thing. That they will have one mind with you. Hope you know we are in serious trouble. You have some ladies before. How you can marry a pastor? Say, hey, me, never. Then we are in trouble. Big trouble. Some people here see have that same mindset. You are in, yes, big trouble. I pray for you. You in your future ministry, you will have men that will just be singly, just minded, just like this. Christ alone, his purpose alone, his mission alone. I pray for you that you have such people. That you not have people that although they may be rich, they may be doing bad, but they may be doing, but their mind is somewhere else. When you have a church that half of the ladies, they are in church for God. God, do it. Send the man. They are in church for their hobby. Half of the men, they are there for contract. Even the teenagers, they are looking for who will be giving them money. Acts chapter 4, verse 32. Please be fast. Acts 4, 32. Don't get tired. Acts 4, 32. And the multitude of them that believed were of... Acts 4, 32. Somebody is saying my own, I don't pray. Me, I don't pray like that. Prayer is too much. No. Somebody is saying that. Acts 4, 32. Are you there? Are you there now? Okay, let's read. Want to go? Yes? That believe were of one heart and of one soul. Did not sell any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. But they all had all things in. Philippians 3, verse 6, one heart, one soul. Philippians 3, 16, rather. 3, 16. Landialo Stogovata Kapalano, Randago Stogavampo, Stogavanti Zagi Landi. Malandi Kempile Rondo Stogovata Manando Stogavampa Pate. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Okay, Philippians, right? 3:16. Yes, read for me. Read you. Thank you. Help me. Yes. Nevertheless, we have already attained. Let us walk by the same rule. Let us what? Mind the same thing. Amen. Let us mind the same thing. Can we have a church like this? Huh? I'm asking, can we have a church like this? Why we all mind the same thing? Can we have a church like this?
Yes, sir.
See, Philippians, same Philippians. 1:27. 1:27. When we all have one mind with the gospel of Christ, one mind with the gospel of Christ. Philippians 1:27. Want to go help me? Yes. Only let your conversation be that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Imagine. Is that clear, guys? Yeah, you can see that Paul was not joking about this. As he was telling you that you are forgiven every day, the same thing, saying you guys must have one heart, one mind. Once the church have said, yes, we face this direction, bam, we are all there. Go to the same Philippians, chapter 2, verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 1. If therefore be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy, fulfill my joy that you be like-minded. Like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let me read the Good News version up there for you. Verse 2 of Good News.
I urge you that then to make me completely happy by having the same thoughts. Wow. The same thoughts. Same thoughts. Same thoughts. Sharing the same love and being one in soul and mind. Let me read CEV. Yeah. Now, make me completely happy. Live in harmony by showing love for each other. Be united in what you think, as if you were only one person. Be united in what you think, as if you were only one person.
And we have a church like that. Glory, glory.
Be united in what you think, as if that everybody is one person.
That would be awesome, right?
That's the church. That's the church.
Verse 3 now said, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem other better than themselves. Let me read verse 3 from CEV. CEV said, don't be jealous or proud, but be humble and consider others more important than yourself. Consider others more important than yourself. Let's read verse 4 together. Verse 4, want to go? Yes? Every man on the things of others. CEV says, care about them as much as you care about yourself. Care about others as much as you care about yourself. 1 Peter 3:8. 1 Peter 3:8. First Peter 3:8. Finally, be ye. Let me wait for you. See it. See it. That's the point. This is the point of church. Men that has come together agree together with the gospel of Christ. With the gospel of Christ. 1 Peter 3:8. Finally, be ye all of one. Be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. How you talk? Let me receive you of that one. Don't be hateful and insult people just because they are hateful and insult you. See, you say don't insult people because they insult you. Don't hate people because they hate you. Instead, treat everyone with kindness. You are God's chosen ones and he will bless you. The scripture says. Okay, let's read verse 9. Verse 9, want to go? Yes. Not rendering evil for evil, railing for railing. Hallelujah. Verse 10 and 11 are saying, this version says, do you really love life? Do you want to be happy? Then stop saying cruel things and quit telling lies. Give up evil ways and do right as you find and follow the road that leads to peace. Romans 15. See, we can all be firebrand and we scatter in 2 years. It's very possible. Without one mind. We can all be like Greek scholars, miracle workers, firebrand in 2 years and everybody's just is out. Have you not seen it before? Talk now in your former church. Have you not seen it before? That's happened. You have seen it before several times. Without this one mind, one heart with the purpose of God. So these are the things that sustains that fire. The unity of the Spirit. Romans 15, verse 5. Just in almost all these epistles, you will always see that emphasis on unity, oneness, unity. Oneness, unity, oneness. Romans 15, verse 5. Want to go? Now the God of patience and consolation grants you to be like-minded one towards. Like-minded one towards what? Like-minded one towards another. According to Christ Jesus. Verse 6. That you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 7. Wherefore receive you one another as Christ also received us.
to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Say one mind with a purpose.
See, I've told you, this is the Edifying Assembly. I am not going to start under movement that will not last. It's not me. Not me.
Let's be five, but let's have one mind. Praise God. Let's be ten, but let's have one mind with the purpose of God.
No, that is one of the things that the pastor must work on himself. You must work on yourself not to be moved by the crowd.
Be moved by the few that are committed to the purpose of God.
So, see what I'm saying? I'm not just saying we are having one mind on politics. I'm saying one mind, but with what?
The purpose of God. One mind on something. One mind with why Christ died. One mind with why he was buried. One mind with why he rose again. One mind with the sufferings of Christ and the glory that follows. One mind. One mind. One mind. One mind. One mind. Which the church stands for. One mind.
One mind.
Men that are fervently together, come what may. Men that are, come what Facebook, wish you everything. Men that are fervently together, come what may. You hear that Bookie needs help and everybody volunteers. That is the church. Everybody wants to go. That is the church.
See, that same Romans 16. Chapter 16, 17 now. 16, 17. One mind, one mind, one mind with the purpose of God. Romans 16, 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them, mark them. Are you there? Are you there? Is in your Bible? Let's see, you want to go. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them. Don't forget this scripture. They don't read it in town square. They read it in an assembly, right? So it is addressing units of the body, assemblies. So he now said, mark them, which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and what? And what? Avoid them.
Back to the same Romans 12:16.
Hope you have seen that we cannot just joke with this. This is a grand part of the new creation reality. A grand part. G-R-A-N-D. A grand part of the new creation reality. Normally before, when it's midnight, the only thing you do in midnight is to pray against witches and wizards. That is, that guy is 1 o'clock. Oh yeah.
Okay, Romans 12:16, right? Want to go? Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own.
2 Corinthians 13:11. 2 Corinthians 13:11.
You will see it all over. All over.
2 Corinthians 13:11.
Finally, brethren, farewell. Are you there? Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Ephesians 4:29.
One mind. Ephesians 4:29. Are you there?
Okay, let's read. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that you may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all what? Bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. And all what?
See all malice. Tell your neighbor, say, put away malice.
Tell him, say, put away malice.
And let's read 32. Help me, yes. And be ye what kind one to tender, forgiving, even as God for Christ's sake. Amen. So all these things, bitterness, wrath, those are the things that grieve the Holy Ghost. You can see it's there. When he said in verse 30 that don't grieve the Holy Ghost, and he told you how you can grieve the Holy Ghost, that is bitterness, wrath, clamor, evil speaking, malice. Those are the things that short circuits the power of God. Eunice, after service, you will compare your notes with Pastor Joel's notes. You will see the space. The length of space you have to cover. Come on, sit down. You won't sleep by the power of God. And write more. First Thessalonians 5:12. This is a long read. 5:12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you. Are you there? 13 now? Come on. Some people are not there. Let's start again. 12. Want to go? Help me? Yes. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them that which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you that to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient towards all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourself and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Glory, pray without ceasing in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 19, quench not this. Again, quench not this. Next verse, despise not. Prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, my prayer is that God will give us a church like this. Amen, amen. That's it. Someday, every fire assembly will be like this. One mind. No vainglory. No jealousy. A type of oneness and unity that none has seen before. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, glory, glory. Something should not happen in church and you are posting it on social media. I mean, you are having issues with your member in church with your, and it's social media. You are taking the matters to social media. That would be funny. Oh, glory, glory. Now, also, like I wrote in my note here, like in the world, it is normal that familiarity breeds what? It's normal that they said familiarity breeds contempt. But that is not, it's not so in the church. In the church, it's the reverse. In the church, it's the reverse. See, in the world, they say familiarity breeds contempt. Contempt. C-O-N-T-E-M-P-T. That means the more you keep seeing somebody every day, oh no, I'm seniority to every day. Oh no, he doesn't, I don't value him again. Blah blah blah. In the church, it's the reverse. The closer we get, the more we honor. The closer we get, the more we revere. That is God at work in us. The closer we get, the more we honor, the more we revere. We don't use closeness to disdain one another. We don't use closeness. Now that you know him, now you know that. Oh, well, when your pastor sleeps, he snores. You know that when your pastor farts, the whole atmosphere, boom. Glory to God. The closer we get, the more we honor. Closer we get, the more we honor. Our humanity is a reason to glorify God the more, not to disdain. So we must cultivate that habit of honor deliberately in this place. Deliberately. Don't be seen to honor a faraway pastor more than your leaders in church. That's bad. Very bad. The honor you cannot give to an in-house person is one that is far away, you will give him. That's bad. Very bad. Very bad. We receive with honor, ministry one from another. Please pray on that, everybody. Pray on that first. Pray on that. As you are seated, pray on that. Or please just stand up and pray on that. That's why you don't sleep. Stand up and pray on that. We receive from one another with honor. Stand up and pray. We just pray on that for the next 5 minutes clearly. Talk loud, okay? Talk loud. 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 Please pray on that. 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 That we receive with honor one from another. That we see with honor one from another. We receive with honor one from another. Last take a vanta po shatala mazapala branti mouse to copala mas the gate rendicates take a bante mouse on top. Say some words, say some words. I receive ministry with honor. I am not a vessel of dishonor. I am an honorable man. Say it, I'm an honorable person. Yeah, I am an honorable person. In this place, we have one mind with the purpose of God, one mind with the mission of God, one mind with the mission of God, one mind with the purpose of God, one mind, one mind, one mind with the purpose of God, one mind with the plan of God to save, one mind with the gospel of Christ. No vainglory, no vainglory, no rivalry, no jealousy. Lino Kostogo Valeman, the man's a big mina mag a pistol go palama shati. Nobody is running his own race in this place. We are all mission minded. We are all mission minded. Alino stogo pili randemos to go pill and take a man's take a malama shanta. In pretest to go fast take a big and toll against the gillandisto. In the brandama ze pili ras take a pillama shata. Take a palante dos, ele prantemos to copala babate today, ele ketolemas take a pilamanda capala balabalabos, ela balabala 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 balabos, aso balamana balabala 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 balabos, a shate gamante ke malaka nemakataka pa, imbrete ke limana manamana manama, inkenta sata tata, inke sato lebalabante esta, esteke pilamas take a pilarante ke palatos, ele namakatama la masa ke palama la masa ke palama, fervent love in this place, rasake pilam. Seke palaba shatabala in malamakata bala 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 in shatale maseke pile ketole aseke tole anade in ranto kolos to kopalos in le to kolase ke lema katele makate makapa in pratola se kopalamos soto makatas in yonto malimo zomina in mate ke minda kaseke bile ke rakataka lakate ke dekata in lepo soto marike prate in praso malemos in praso limaleos in praso limaleos in praso limaleos olimala kantile maseke pile mas Chantale Macapa, in Prato Lemas, Zentolimas, Zentolimas, the BBB, in Pilibola Balabalabala, Zapala, Mastiki Palama, Chantale Macata, in Bracha Catala, Mastiki Pala, Catale Macatamacapa, in Lake Zoto Malemastiki Pile Macateke, I receive the mystery done towards me with honor in the name of Jesus. Oh, Stoko Palemas, the Ketoli Prato, Stoko Palemastiki Pilemas, the Paus, Isatoli Macatale, Racatale Macatamacate, in Lepeke Zopale Macatale, Mastiki Palama, Chantamacapa, one man. With the purpose of God, one mind with the purpose of God, one mind with the mission of God, one mind, one mind, one mind, one mind, one mind. Can toast take a pile make a pile make a palm. We don't use our distinction to disdain our unity. And Bradshaw can take it there, for there is one body, one spirit. For you are calling to one hope of your calling, one Lord, one God, one baptism. In Mark and Bradshaw can come and make a pile make a palm. In Lima take a pile man zento man Lima can take a pile raka take it out. In Zanto Lima take a BBB. In Keso no. Come and ensure you are praying. Ensure you are praying. Ensure you are praying. These are the prayers that keeps men consistent for years. Only branch take a palimakapa. That in 10 years to come, 15, 20, 30 years, we see ourselves burning with the same passion. With the same passion. One mind with the purpose of God. One mind with the purpose of God. One mind with the purpose of God. Pantimas take a palimakapa. Anything can go, but the purpose of God will not go. Anything can go, anything can be suspended, but this mission will not be suspended. Come on, pray. In limas and pilimas and toast, seke pilimas, seke patate.
Latos toko pale basige pili keteli rastige pili asto ilimatekiteng. Pray for yourself. I have one mind. I have one mind with my brethren. I have one mind with my brethren. Come on, pray. I have one mind with my brethren. I have one mind with my brethren. Linkento limakente ilimakastoko pala shata kiteki pals. I have one mind with my brethren with the gospel of Christ. My case is not different. My case has been written in the scripture. My case is not different. Come on, pray for your mind. 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 Catolima ze pipi pipi pipi. E yalo malaba. E yalo malaba. E yalo malaba. E yala katili makalama lama 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 lama. One mind with the purpose of God. One mind with the purpose of God. One mind with the purpose of God is so matters. Ilim bracha labos kotalebo sege binane. In caso pati malim brate ke pilandane. In brala bala 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 bas. A bala 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 bas. A bala 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 bas. So pile matitite. Amen, amen. Glory, glory. Thank you. Be seated, everybody. One mind with the purpose of God. 1 Corinthians 12 now. One mind, one mind. One mind with the purpose of God. I know everything you miss, I'm sure you copy it too. You hear me? Anyway, you disappear too. One mind with the purpose of God. One mind with the purpose of God. One mind, one mind. One mind. One mind with that purpose of God. One mind. One mind. One mind. Amen, amen. 1 Corinthians 12 right now. Verse 1. Don't forget the topic is contributing to the flow of the Holy Ghost in your church. It's still the same topic as I'm saying. Saints. One mind with the purpose of God. Let's read verse 1 to 3 non-stop. Want to go? Yes. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you to be ignorant. Yes. Why? Verse 2. You know that you are Gentiles carried away unto this dump idols, even as you are led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. So you can see in verse 2, say, you know that you are Gentiles carried away unto this dump idols. That means you have previous knowledge. So therefore I now give you to understand, I give you new knowledge. Now you need new knowledge because of previous knowledge. Before you may have been thinking that malice is not man, because you might be thinking that, okay, anyway, I can do this myself, I can do this my way. But now you are learning that, oh, in church is different. So he say, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus a curse. And there's different ways in which a man can call Jesus a curse. Iggy, by the time you are saying that my own salvation is different, so this tongue cannot bless me. If you are not intelligent, if you are not an intellectual, if you are illiterate, if you are not a professor, if you are not this, if you are not that, you cannot bless me. By the time you disdain people in church, you are already calling Jesus a curse. Now, you try and get what I'm saying. By the time you are categorizing people, you are segregating based on wealth, based on gender, based on things, you are already calling Jesus a curse. By the time you are having a different mindset from the gospel of Christ, you are calling Jesus a curse. So, we must all have one mind with the mission of the church, which must have been the mission of Christ. Write it down that way. We must have one mind with the mission of the church, which must have been the mission of Christ. Just like Paul is saying, follow me as I follow Christ. So you must have one mind with the mission of your local assembly, which must have been one with the mission of Christ. Anyone not submissive to the mission of the church is dangerous. Please write that down. It's very dangerous. Dangerous. Now, there are some people, I will get a bit practical right now. There are some people that we can tell during utterance that, hey, brother, so you, please only receive. Don't give utterance to anybody. I'm serious. Remember there was this time that I suspended one-on-one edification.
that I beg, let it be in a group. So that at least another person will be able to judge what somebody is telling another. So that some people can tell the church that, please, you just receive, don't give. If we are not sure that your mind is one with the mission of the church, which is one with the mission of Christ. Imagine, I told you, I went to a program that the guy that was giving prophecy was saying, telling me that I will have more jobs, I will have more money. Imagine if he's happy that they are telling that. And that should be a time that happy was, he was fighting with Father Abraham. He said, thank you, Jerry. Are you with me? Pastors, are you hearing this? Mm-hmm. Don't value charisma more than obedience. Please, write that down. Don't value charisma. This guy is worded. Although he comes late to church, although he does not write notes, although he doesn't like anything, but he's worded. He has charisma. Don't value that more than obedience. See, write this down. It is God that gives power. Is a gift. That's what you call charisma, is a gift of God. It's free. Obedience is not free. You know? Obedience. Of course, unless you want to interpolate Romans 5 alone, that's when you can call it free. Obedience is not free. Obedience must be cultivated. Gift is that one, it can jump on you. No, people cultivate it too, anyway. What I say is God that gives power. So, those saints that looks, although feeble, they look like, they have not raised the dead before. But they don't even know much Greek word. Focus on them if they are obedient. Focus on them. For there God has commanded his blessings. Hallelujah. For on such, with such, God has commanded his blessings. They may not look like much. Focus, celebrate obedience. Celebrate those ones that have one mind with the gospel. More than the man with charisma. More than the man with the Greek word. More than the eloquent man. Did you get that, sirs? Thank you. So, verse 4. Now, there are diversities of gift, but the same Spirit, differences of administration, but the same Lord, diversity of operation, the same God that worketh all in all. Let's read from verse 7 to 11. Non-stop. Yes, sirs. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healings by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracles, to another this prophecy, to another discernment of spirits, to another diverse kind of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues, but all this worketh that one and the self-same Spirit divine to every man severally as he will. 2 Timothy 1 verse 6. Open that the first. I'll just teach you something briefly here. So be done. 2 Timothy 1 verse 6. Well done. 2 Timothy 1 verse 6. Let's read 2 Timothy 1, 6 and 7. Want to go? Yes, help me. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Why? Verse next verse, yes. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a... So write this down. These things of the Spirit need to be practiced, cultivated, and moderated. The things of the Spirit need to be practiced, cultivated, and moderated. Practice, cultivated, and moderated. Practice, cultivated, and moderated. You see 1 Corinthians 14 now, 26. Practice, cultivated, and moderated. You must be available for them. You cannot be moderated on top of a mountain. In 7 days, marathon, fasting, and prayer. 1 Corinthians 14, 26. Let me wait for you to get them. Please don't give up on me. For I won't give up on you, he's able. Okay, 14, 26. Are you there? Okay, let's read slowly. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you at a psalm, at a doctrine,
at a tongue, at a revelation, at an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at most by three, and by course, let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the others. So imagine. So who will judge in that place? That would be the leaders, right? The leaders. That means people who are more matured. The leaders. So meaning the prophets too are being trained. See, if the prophets are to speak two or three and someone else is judging what they are saying, that means even the prophets, they are being trained. They are being assessed. They are being trained. They are being assessed. They are being trained. They are being assessed. So the church is the place where you develop yourself. When we say it's time to give tongues and interpretation, be quick to come there. Be quick to make yourself available. When you say pair up yourself with somebody, be quick, be eager. It's in the church that you will practice, cultivate, get better. Get corrected. Get assessed. Let's keep reading. See verse 30. If anything be revealed to another that is said by, let the first hold his peace. For you may all what prophesied one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. And the spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. So the church is where the gift of the spirit is developed and controlled. Can I also write that down with it? The church is where the gift of the spirit is developed and controlled. Is developed and controlled. Controlled, controlled. The things of the spirit are to help the progress of the work of God. The things of the spirit, let's ensure, I only have one scripture to quote more. The things of the spirit are to help the progress of the work of God. That means we must be sure that you have one mind with the work of God, that you have one passion with the work of God before we give you the right to use the things of the Spirit in the church. I don't know if you get that. This is why you sleep. We must be sure that you already have one mind with the plan of God before we now say, come and bless the church. If we are not sure that your mind is already one with the gospel, you are risky. You are a risk. You are dangerous. You are dangerous. Because with utterance, men can sway others away. So if your leaders can't trust you to give you the right to bless others, it's your fault. It's your fault. It's your fault. If your leaders can't, no matter the fire on your head, because guess what? Oh God, I'll get there. We have seen that the priority for us is to have one mind with the purpose of the church, which must have been the purpose of Christ. The priority for us is to have one mind with the purpose of the church, which must have been the purpose of Christ. So, it's not a must that we use all the gifts available in the house if we know that your disposition towards the mission of the house is negative. Let me read that again. It is not a must that we use all the gifts available in the house if we know that such disposition or that your disposition towards the mission of the house is negative. That's the point. If you are the one that have, if you are the one that you have raised 300 days before, but you hate evangelism, we don't need your utterance. Don't worry, we will not die for you to raise us. Are you with me? Are you with me? Please listen to these things, though. It will keep your flock, your future flock, it will keep them together. Don't have a church of 20. Somebody now came in and guy looks like he's on fire, is this, and you forget those who have been laboring with you night and day. You say about this one, he came from the Fire on the Mountain church, is awesome. He now quickly gave him your microphone. Don't make that mistake. Don't make it. Are you with me? Focus on the man that is consistent. God has commanded his blessings on such a one, on the one that is united with the purpose of the church, which must have been the purpose of who? Of Christ. Can I say I'm always linking it. When you only focus on charisma, it can bring momentary joy and scatter the entire process later. It can bring momentary joy and scatter the entire process later. Sorry, I have to use this example. It was in this same church, this is our church, that someone will be giving an utterance of don't listen to your pastor again. Have you heard of that before? That somebody is giving utterance to a person in this church that is not listening to his pastor. They now give him the people to be listening to. Thank God that person is wise enough to come and report that. This is the interpretation of tongue I got to. Interpretation of tongue, prophecy in the church. Praise God. Just have to say it like that so that for the sake of peace. So let's read. I'm coming. Yeah. So, like for instance, now in this place, we have a training structure. If we don't understand why you're not part of the structure, you are risky. Don't edify us. See what I'm saying? If we don't understand, you know, we may have some people who are genuinely busy, and we know why they are not yet part of us. Some people we don't disdain because of, you know, we don't categorize. But we have a ear, we have agreed on a structure. If anything sounds tough, with time you understand. If we don't understand why you are not part of it, it is very dangerous for you to walk close to our microphone. Once you just sit down, walking close, say, sir, I can quickly up the thing at the back. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've said my own. It's like when you get to your own church, go on. So. Okay, and let me say, lastly for now, can I bless my leaders in a meeting? Yes, write that down. I will explain. See verse 31 again, 1 Corinthians 14, 13. Can I bless my leaders in a meeting? Yes, see chapter 14, verse 31. Well done, everybody. Well done. I know it's not an easy time to keep awake. Well done. Let's really want to go for you may all prophesy it out one by one that all may what? Learn and may be. So when you say all, is the leaders part of it? Huh? Yeah. All, including the leaders. Write this down. But that blessing must not be used to dishonor the leadership. Just, I will explain what I mean. Don't just write it down that way. That blessing must not be used to dishonor the leadership. Oh, okay. I actually put this in my notice. Okay. If that blessing will be ministered in a way to dishonor the leadership, we will not honor your ministration.
Yes. Yeah. If that blessing will be used in a way to dishonor the leaderships, we should not honor your ministration. I will explain. Brother Michael, help me with the keyboard slowly. Let me explain. For instance, in church, just write this down. I want to post this on Facebook some days ago. I just felt that these people they will not understand me, so I didn't post it again. I stopped. For instance, in church, please write this down. Laying on of hands in church is both spiritual and ceremonial. Laying on of hands in the church is both what? Spiritual and what? Ceremonial. So I'm looking for a better word to use for that ceremony. I have not seen. So when I say, I will replace that. Okay? Like what I mean is by ceremonial is that it also speaks of our order in church. It also speaks of our order. I don't expect a first timer to call IG and say, I want to lay hands on you. Because he's short. And you know, you have people who are like that. Huh? That's all you just want to do is come, just want to rock your head. Amen, amen. Me, I so much believe that, although I'm not too selective, but I didn't think it's everybody that should be laying hands on you. Relax now. You're already shaking your head. I didn't believe everybody should be laying hands on you. That is why there is. Oh God. Anyway, let me trust you. I know you cannot get me wrong now. Let me speak freely. It's not everybody that should be laying hands on you. It's not. It's really not. It's really not. As I said, people can agree with you, right? But that thing that we call laying on of hands in the Bible is not just impartation, it also speaks of order. It also speaks of from whom you are receiving from. Are you with me? So if you say somebody said define one another and guys give you say now I want to say relax, give the word and I'll be fine. Say relax. Let's pray. In fact, if I am invited or I'm in the church and we are identifying one another, I don't act like the pastor. I'm not the pastor. Are you with me? You don't now start looking for me so that after the service, give me your number, sir. Outgrow all those things. You have done that before. All of you. Outgrow that. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, because that is one of the things I've seen this way. Some of you will be edifying that you have words from you. You don't want to come to me. Only very few of you shall have at times come. So, the main issue is, don't worry. On Sunday, we'll continue on this. Like you've seen, Acts chapter 6, the apostles, they laid hands on Stephen, Philip, right? And everybody to commission them to an office. It's always from the top to others. You see in Acts chapter 8, you see Peter and John, when the folks in Samaria have not spoken in tongues, Peter and John came, they laid hands. You see in Acts chapter 13, verse 1 and like that, when the prophets and teachers, they commissioned Paul and Barnabas for the work of the ministry, they laid hands on them. In Acts 19, you see Paul, those guys in Ephesus that don't speak in tongues, Paul laid his hands on them. I've not seen the case of a disciple laying hands on the apostle. I've not seen. You see, let me know. In Acts 20, when Paul was anointing elders, you saw how he communicated to them. So, let's be orderly in the way we will minister things in church. You don't have to use charisma to scatter church structure. No. No. Don't. Don't. Don't use charisma. Don't use charisma to. Everything flows together. It flows together. Flows together. So, write this down. So, the things of the Spirit should be ministered in such a way that it doesn't disdain anyone or usurp. No, we can spell usurp. Huh? Spell it for others, please. U-P-U USURP yet. Upsurp. What is it mean upsurp? Any other word for it? To overthrow authority. So the things of the Spirit should be ministered in such a way that it does not disdain anyone or disdain authority. Is that clear, guys? Is that clear? This is sanity for you. This is sanity. This keeps you sane. This keeps you sane. You are ministers. You are all ministers here. You are all pastors in the making. This keeps you sane. This keeps you in check. Glory to God. Yeah, start praying where you are. 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 I'm a man of order. 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 Lana must to go van the run the gender must to madam shanta must the balance and madam sh papa stig a billy roll to topa linda stoga valley must take a balance zumba in miranda stoga palace to go vala shutter in practical stoga vala must to go vala bus to go vala mashanta in brachema. So if you see someone, for instance, there are people that you already know them that they are disloyal. They are not sorry, I mean disloyal. I mean they are just not serious. Go, oh God! I always say something. You must have people that are obedient. Yes, they can be trusted with the power of God. Stop stroking your head everywhere. Stop shaking your head everywhere. You learn from this, learn from that. The one that doesn't like you, learn. The one that doesn't like your daughter, you learn. Relax. Relax. Are you with me? The things of the Spirit must never be used to disdain church authority. Because it is that authority of the church that will promote the mission of Christ. Remember where I said it from? I said we must all have one mind with the what? With the purpose of God. So anybody that, we have people that, hope you know we have people that can, they are, word of knowledge can be so accurate, yet they are all into business. Business word. They want to prophesy on your business. Yet they will give accurate word of K. You don't honor such utterance. Remember where I read for you, some days ago or so, or weeks ago, that he said if a prophet come and he gave you an utterance and it came to pass, say, but he now told that let's go and worship other gods. Do not listen to him. Say, do not listen to him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say the things of the Spirit and the purpose of God, they must go hand in hand. Say the things of the Spirit must now be used to disdain the purpose of God that the church stands for. Thank you. Be on your feet. And let's pray. Let's pray. So, workers in membership training, I will release you by 3:00.